Okay, so this is a map of HIV prevalence in the United States, and I am showing you this map because I wanted to emphasize that the HIV prevalence in the United States is actually concentrated, most impacting of MSM. And we know that. And especially among this population, we know that the groups that are most affected are MSM of color. From the outset, I really just want to start by debunking the myth that there is no risk among Asian Pacific Islander men who have sex with men. That is just not true. When you look at the evidence that is out there, that we have currently and also in the past. There's even within San Francisco a trend of increasing HIV prevalence, according to NHBS, the National Health and Behavioral Survey. So it's simply not true that there's lower risk among this population. So why the disparities among gay men of color? And why, this is kind of the age-old question. How is discrimination leading to HIV risk? Right? A lot of the literature has concentrated on answering this question of how. Okay? And just in general, what is discrimination and how does it affect HIV risk to account for disparities? Now, when we look to theoretical models, what we see is that according to minority stress models, discrimination is a source of psychosocial stress, and the psychosocial impact of daily behavior and health status accumulates over time. This suggests a daily process method to or approach to understanding the effects of minority stress on HIV risk. Another theoretical model, the syndemics model, it really implies that the psychosocial impact of experiencing discrimination accumulates not only over time, but is a product, is an interaction, okay, between person and environment, right? Suggesting a multi-level approach to understanding the sociostructural effects of discrimination on HIV risk. So then that invites several theoretical questions and approaches to looking to answering that question, the very basic question of how does discrimination lead to HIV risk, which is, number one, what is minority stress? Okay, how do we operationalize minority stress? Well, one way we could do so is by looking at the impact of social climate. Okay. How does the feeling in the air, so to speak, how do attitudes within your immediate neighborhood, whether you live, in a diverse town, in a rural town, how does the level of antagonism or hostility or friendliness relate to minority stress? Now, I started talking about API gay men for several reasons, one of which is that we know from a lot of qualitative research that there is a lot of evidence on just the specific experiences of API gay men within the gay male community that are derogatory and stereotypical. And so I, as a social scientist, social psychologist, am really interested in how gay API men contend with stereotypical images of them vis-a-vis stereotypic images of gay men in the mainstream gay male community, if you will. So, based on the literature and based on some of the questions that they imply, I wanted to look at how minority stress play out in everyday life to influence HIV-related behavior with this population. Specifically, I looked at daily processes, which is a daily daily diary, daily behavioral psychosocial profiles. Okay. So, again, based on the past literature, I derived a multi-level model of HIV risk, looking at daily social interactions and its impact on behavior, on HIV-related behavior, being moderated by aspects of minority stress. Okay, so minority stress is operationalized different in these ways in this in my study as stigma and as an aspect of identity. So how did using this daily processes method, we can answer the question, under minority stress, how are everyday social interactions related to HIV behaviors? Okay. So how did I do this? So the method was a community I recruited. I'm just going to forego this. I recruited a community-based sample of API men who had sex with men. And these were the CBOs. This is a non-inclusive list of CBOs that I collaborated with, and also some of the mediums, the media that I used. The materials were all given online. So this was a web-based online daily diary study in which there was a baseline or screening questionnaire and a daily diary questionnaire emailed to them every day for a period of 21 days. So how did I measure minority stress? I used stigma consciousness, and a sample item is stereotypes about gay API men have affected me personally. So it's the extent to which, the degree to which you're conscious of a stigma as, you know, as who you are as a gay API man. And also, group identity as a minority stress measure. In general, people view API gay men in a positive manner. Okay, so these are all previously validated scales, rated on a scale of 1 to 6 or 1 to 7, Likert type scales. In addition, to examine social climate, how social climate can constitute minority stress, I looked at the American National Election Study, which was a national survey of representative samples throughout the United States every year. Okay, in that survey has a in the survey is a feeling thermometer question. How cold or how warm on a scale of 1 to 100 do you feel towards various groups in the United States? And those groups include gays and lesbians, Asian Americans, and so on. So I looked at those items. And the great thing about ANES is that not only is it free, you can also link it to by zip code level. So you can actually, you know, for a small fee, the zip code data is actually for a small fee, but the rest of the database is free. So you can actually go and type in a zip code and find out the extent to which that neighborhood, that zip code, is hostile, antagonistic toward, you know, whichever group that you want to look at. So I'll show you the data in a minute. Okay, so for daily measures, I have a daily, so all of these are validated scales, right? Previously validated scales in social psychology research, daily relatedness and positive social experiences, which asks the participant for 3 significant social interactions. So think about the 3 social interactions you've had in a day, and then rate the extent to which you felt close and connected, understood, and appreciated. Okay, for other behaviors, include number of alcoholic drinks consumed that day, and whether there was a sex event, yes or no. Okay, really quickly, results. So 117 completed screening, 58 of whom were included in final multi-level models, And the medium age was young. They were, you know, in their mid late 20s, mostly East or Southeast Asian, young, highly functioning, mostly first generation APIs, and a third of them were bilingual. This is a map of participants by zip code. Most of the yellow dots are the locations of my participants. So you can see that they are not a representative sample by any means. So this is the data on social climate. This was the ANES data. What I found was that the more anti-gay a neighborhood was, the less they are, my participants were reported being out to their family and out to anyone. The more anti-API, the more anti-Asian they are, the more likely they are to say that they dislike being Asian and they dislike being gay and Asian. What about moderation by minority stress? Daily social interactions were significantly moderated by stigma. Okay, so there was a positive relationship between daily social interactions and risk behavior. And stigma, the extent to which stigma moderated was as such. Okay, so let's see if I can explain this right. So the more stigmatized you feel, okay, the stronger the relationship is between daily social experience and risk behavior. And the less stigma conscious you are, okay, that relationship is attenuated. I'm so sorry, I have to go really fast through this. The same thing with group identity. The more you see others, the more that you think others view your group negatively, the stronger this relationship between daily social experience and alcohol-influenced sex events. Okay. I want to just say that daily social interactions and risk behavior, you know, what we do every day, you know, during the day, and what we do in the bedroom and elsewhere, there's a relationship first. That's first and foremost what my studies show. Second, that there's moderation by these social psychological variables, stigma and identity. Let me see if I can show you. I'm sorry, what does that say? 2. Okay. 2 minutes. So what I did was I looked at minority stress as operationalized by social climate and stigma and identity. And with respect to social climate, the more antagonistic the social environment, the less disclosed the less disclosure and the less pride they held in being who they are. In terms of the effect on the individual, okay, I looked at the moderation of stigma and identity, and what I found was that, what I found was that, you know, the more stigmatized you are, the higher, the more likely you are to engage in sex under the influence of alcohol, and identity has implications as well. So future research should employ larger, more representative samples of API gay men, and the implications for interventions include reducing stigma, but tapping resilience, okay? So there's variability in all samples. We're not all risky, or we're not all, you know, down in the dumps and depressed, and, you know, there's resilience. There are factors of resilience. What are those? Let's tap those for intervention. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge my funding sources and the fellows at my postdoctoral traineeship.